So if it would be easy, then others would probably be doing it. So we went for the not so easy road.
Hello and welcome to Wikipedia Podden, and a special episode in English. Today we're talking about the Wikimedia Movement Strategy, or Wikimedia 2030 as it's also known. To do that, we have no one less than the program manager for the strategy work with us. Welcome to Wikipedia Podden, Nicole Eber.
Thanks, Jan. I'm happy to be here. Hi.
Hi. So one short question first, which is not really on the point, but it's called program manager and not project manager. How has that been part of the works? Like, it's not a project with an end, but a program that might be ongoing?
At least it will be ongoing until 2030, because we are working towards shaping our future to become the essential infrastructure of the ecosystem of free knowledge. And that work is now going to be filled with life regarding structural and systemic changes for the movement. And yeah, it's a program, and I'm working with a project manager who actually does support us with project management. So the program was the probably more inclusive term.
All right. Yes. And are you still employed by Wikimedia Deutschland while doing this?
Yes, I'm still like a full-time staff member of Wikimedia Deutschland, and we have Wikimedia Deutschland and the Wikimedia Foundation have a contract, like a service agreement, that basically allows us to deliver that work as a program manager, and also with my colleague Anna, who is our project assistant, to work together with the foundation on this process. So this is also one of the unique collaborations, that this is not done only by the foundation, but really co-owned by the two organizations, and basically it's co-owned by the movement. So we are all doing this together.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So can we start somewhere in the beginning? Like, what does strategy mean in this context?
Strategy means future, I would say, and means change. When you say beginning, I mean, it can mean many things. For me, beginning of this whole 2030 is basically in 2016, when the board of trustees of the Wikimedia Foundation asked Catherine Maher to initiate a movement strategy process, and not a strategy process where someone comes in and writes a strategy, but really a movement strategy process that is collaborative and transparent and a wiki process, basically, owned by the movement to shape the movement's future, because it has grown so organically The world around us is changing so fast, and how can we be ready for that change? And what do we need to change to continue being successful as a global movement?
And has this work in any ways been drawing upon the learnings from the previous strategy work? Because there have been previous strategies within the Wikimedia movement.
So we have, of course, looked at the 2010 strategy process, and wanted to also make it an open process where many people can join and participate, but also wanted to not only do online work, but also bring people together in the offline world, like with, for example, different salons where communities or affiliates bring their members or partners together to actually talk about the future. And we came up with, like, we have all these different working groups on thematic areas. So it was, I think, it was different from what has been done in 2010. Another point of reference for us is that, for example, the Chapters Dialogue project, which was initiated by Wikimedia Deutschland in, I think, 2013, and where we basically interviewed, like, I think, almost all chapters.
I think you interviewed me.
Yes, exactly. We did. About their challenges and their needs and their ideas of the future and so on. And that project ended basically with more questions. So in the end, we said we only have more questions. We can't find solutions, but we need to create some environment to find answers to these questions, like what is the role of the foundation and where does the money come from and how is it disseminated and what kind of backbone support do we need in the movement? And then there was like, were a couple of years of silence, and then this process has been kicked off.
And when you kicked this off, how did you go about and build a team and build the process?
Yeah, I need to, so this process is also divided into different phases. So we are now in phase two, basically. Phase one was to develop the strategic direction that was what happened in 2017. And I only got, I mean, I was involved there as well as the affiliate track lead was that name at that time. And in 2018, I took over the lead for this phase of the process. So that's, I think this is also what I'm going to focus on talking about. And this phase, yeah, it started in like spring 2018. And we were first thinking, okay, we need to design it in a way that it's open, that it's transparent. We need to bring people together in a team that that bring knowledge of the movement, but that also bring knowledge of strategy processes and project management and information and knowledge management and so on. So I basically sat together with Karel Weidler, the former ED of Wikimedia Estonia, and we like thought together and designed together and also worked together with Annalena Schiller, who was at that time our process thought and process facilitator, and like figured out, okay, what do we need to build this process? We need, first of all, the architects who build the process itself, like who build each step and are like also forward thinking and future oriented in a way that we bring all the pieces of the puzzle together, and also with always with the focus of this is a movement strategy, not a affiliate strategy or community strategy, but really a movement strategy for the movement to co-own and co-create and so on.
So you really emphasize the movement here. How many people have been involved in this work so far? What ways?
Very good question.
You can perhaps start in which ways, and then we'll see if we can add it up.
The easy thing to count is probably the team. So 10 core team members plus strategy liaisons. And then you can look at the working groups. That is also a bit easier to count because we formed 9 working groups per one working group per thematic area. And in these groups, we had, I would say, approximately 10 people per group. Some were a bit less, some a bit more. So that would be 19. And then we worked with so many different like affiliates and community members who took the conversation forward in their own either local communities or online spaces. And then there it already gets hard to count. I think we had around 50 events, like smaller salons that these groups organized or hosted. And then we had a couple of larger summits, like the summit, the ECAP summit and the East Africa summit with, I would say, around 50 participants, probably each. We had the Wikimedia Summit and Wikimedia Conferences where you had 200 participants each. And of course, there's always the overlap. So you can't just add the numbers because some people have been at probably every of these events. And then, of course, also Wikimania. We always hosted strategy spaces at Wikimania where we brought people together to discuss. And all the things that I have now basically said were offline. Was a lot of offline collaboration. And then you have to start counting how many people have actually participated on the project and on social media channels and, I don't know, on Wikimedia Space and so on. So that adds up to another couple of hundred or thousands even.
Yeah, so. several hundreds we come up to.
That would be
hard to...
Several hundred tons.
Yeah. So how has the input been sort of weighed into the process from these different parts? Like if someone comes to the Wikimedia Summit, it's high profile representatives from each user group and chapter compared to perhaps the salons at Wikimania where anyone could show up, or online where you might not even know who the real person is. Like, how has the feedback from that been integrated into the process?
Yeah. So in many different ways. So we have tried to summarize all the different strands of feedback. Like, of course, for Wikimania, we had documented each session. For the Wikimedia Summit, there's a large report of all the different conversations. The working groups have looked at the online spaces and have like digested the feedback that they have seen. They have like even responded to some of that feedback, probably not all of it. We haven't been able to close all those loops, but we have made sure that the summaries of these conversations will be put in front of the working groups or writing groups, who can then incorporate that feedback. And I would say we have also tried to not put more weight on the Wikimedia Summit, because these are all the affiliate leadership, but try to really treat the movement in an equal way when they provided their feedback. And that makes it, of course, even more complex, because the feedback is also coming in on so many different levels. You know, some is like really mega highly strategic and even almost too strategic and too like high level thinking, while other feedback that's coming in is on a very technical level. Like, it's about, please make the photo upload better or something like that, which is a valid request, but this is not really directed so much at the recommendations that we are developing in this process. But of course, valid and needs to be collected and then forwarded to the respective contact persons who can actually compute that.
Yeah. So can you summarize, if it's possible, like, how has the process been so far and where are we now in the process?
I can try to summarize. It has been a long process. It has been also a messy process. It is all very complex, because we decided to really go for broad movement, collaboration and participation. So if it would be easy, then others would probably be doing it. So we went for the not so easy road. And that comes with making things slow, sometimes making things really messy and bumpy. So we had a lot of moments in the process where we thought, this is the right way forward. And then we basically went live with that approach and realized, okay, it's not working. We have to go back and design it again. And this is also why it took very long. But for me, and this is also what the team really feels, the process is also a little bit of the goal. So the goal of this, or the product of our process, is not only the recommendations, not only a document of recommendations. It's much, much bigger than that. It's like the trust and commitment from the movement to make the change happen. Because if it's just a document, then people might read it and it will probably not resonate so much with them. But when they know, okay, my peers or my colleagues or my friends from across the globe have worked on this and we've been consulted and so on, then they can actually really own it, because we need this like ownership and commitment in the next phase, in the implementation, because the implementation will, of course, not only depend on how good the recommendations are, but also how well people feel their input being reflected.
We mentioned the word recommendations a couple of times here. Could you, like, without going into explaining all of the recommendations in detail, just tell them, like, what are the recommendations and how will they be used further?
Yeah. So we have come from 89 recommendations from the 9 working groups in total. These are recommendations for change, recommendations on how the Wikimedia movement can update their structures to become the support system for the whole free knowledge movement. And these recommendations have now been brought down to 13 like meta recommendations that contain, yeah, really recommendations, suggestions, guidance for change that is necessary across the movement. And they are now up for discussion to make them even better.
And We're recording this because one of these discussions will happen in Wikimedia Sweden in their office the next week. So how will the feedback that comes from this be used further?
Yeah, and first of all, thanks for contributing to that conversation. That's like super valuable. Every single meeting and discussion can only improve the process. So thanks for that. So the feedback that we are gathering over the next weeks will be summarized into actually a report, which is kind of a heat map of the movement. So where do we see agreement and approval for recommendations, and where do we see heated debates, and also where do we see different communities having different debates and different standpoints on things? And this will be summarized, and this summary report will then again be published so that the community and the movement can again have a look and see, do we feel that our feedback has been well summarized, basically? And so we can like then improve this report, and this report together with feedback that we receive from the board of trustees of the Wikimedia Foundation will then go into the integration part. And integration means finalizing the recommendations, like improving them, also improving the language, and maybe reducing some of the redundancies, and getting a really just an amazing final product out of all of these conversations and feedback, and making sure that it really reflects what the movement thinks about these changes.
So there will still be some rewording of the recommendations in the next iteration.
Yes.
So even if you cannot go to the meeting, if you give some feedback online, like even on spelling, that is useful for you.
Absolutely.
All right.
We want to do really the improvement on different levels. So as I said, reduce some of the redundancies, probably create more clarity, just make the sentences easier and easier to access, because we've heard so much feedback already that it's very difficult to digest, especially if you're not an English native speaker and so on. And this needs to be a document that lives on. It's not just something that that we publish like in March and then we'll move forward, but this needs to be a document that future generations will also use, because it should be valid until 2030. I mean, it doesn't mean that it will be set in stone until 2030, because I think it will then need many like iterations and adaptations. But it's of course in all our interest to improve it in a way that people actually also want to interact and engage with it.
And that brings us naturally to the next question. Like, how will this set of recommendation be used in the movement, do you think?
Yeah, so the implementation phase, that is actually phase three that me and my team are not mandated with. But of course, our main interest is to create a very seamless transition. We want to make sure that there's no like gap between the phases, and that conversations and knowledge is being taken forward. And also that, of course, future generations and processes learn from everything that hasn't gone so well in our process, and of course also from the things that have went well. So this is one of our priorities, to really ensure the smooth transition. And the recommendations itself are supposed to be implemented in that next phase. And that next phase is supposed to kick off at the Wikimedia Summit, which will happen in Berlin at the beginning of April. This is where affiliate and foundation representatives will come together. We'll first of all do a deep dive into the recommendations so that everyone is on the same page and has an understanding of the recommendations, and then move into conversations. Okay, we now have here these, let's maybe 13 or maybe like one or two less recommendations, and they all list these expected outcomes, which actually are like initiatives or activities that come out of it. Let's look at them and see, how do we prioritize them? What is important to do now, and what is important to start now? What can we do first, and then follow up with maybe at the next Wikimedia Summit in 2021? And what probably has to wait, or what is not such a high priority? So this prioritizing and sequencing will start here at the Wikimedia Summit. And then the conversation about responsibilities will have to start. So who is actually going to implement what? Some of the recommendations might be like naturally owned by the foundation. So they are going to take it forward and implement their part of it. But there are many others where I see a co-lead from like potentially either one affiliate like owns it and others like work together on it and support it. Or maybe it's also a community owned initiative. So that is all to be discussed and to be figured out. And this is, I think also, will be again a phase where it's going to be really interesting because some of the decisions will only be made then in the actual implementation. And I hope that we can also take a little bit away the fear of communities that everything will now be set in stone without them being consulted. So there will be a lot of like consultation and research will have to be done in the implementation phase because some of the recommendations are at a higher level and then need really step by step like guidance, research, consultation to actually fill them with more life.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. And I was thinking a little bit like how, I think it's going to vary how these strategies are like received within the movement. I guess, for example, for the Wikimedia Foundation, it will be very important, like this is probably their main strategy. Whereas if you come in as a very novice or specialized even editor on one project, you might not even heard of the strategy project and don't even care. Perhaps you're just editing away. Like how strong do you think it will, or who will be the most beneficiary or like using this strategy as a tool, do you think?
So I think a lot of music is in there for the organized part of the movement. Because when we look at the strategic direction that basically says Wikimedia wants to become the support system for the whole free knowledge movement, a lot of it is happening in the organized part, which is the foundation and the affiliates. I actually hope that the recommendations are also built in a way that they don't only resonate with the larger organizations, but that they also attract new people and new knowledge and new groups to the movement. And I also think that the recommendations offer space for filling them with life according to your own context. And that can mean like for really new user groups, they can look at it and things that we like, for example, in Germany or in Sweden or so, don't think are like so essential for us. For others, they might be like super exciting and they will want to start working on this right away. For the editing communities, I think what will be important is that how they are supported can also really change. They can really benefit from stronger support systems, probably more equal resource or funds dissemination and so on. That will also probably not directly affect every single edit, but where they can really benefit from in the long term.
All right. Yeah, that's good. So I guess this will be a final question. What would you say to like the Wikipedian who's listening to this and has not really decided to give more feedback on this process yet?
Oh, please give feedback. Please share your thoughts, your ideas, also your critique, ideally some constructive critique. How can we improve the recommendations? It's really about improving them. We want to hear what we can do better and read them, try to dive into them. I think when you look at them, at first sight, it might be like complicated and not so exciting. But when you dive a little bit into this and let also your fantasy play a little bit with it, what can this actually mean in the future? That's where the small gold nuggets are that can also excite you as an individual contributor, and like pick the ones that resonate most with you and then provide feedback or even think about already what this can mean for your local or your language group and how you want to bring it to life.
I think that's hopefully convincing a few of our listeners. Thank you, Nicole Eber, for joining Wikipedia Podden.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And this was episode 72 of Wikipedia Podden. And please join us next week again when we're back with a normal episode.